Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern...
You got a hankering to head on up there. I won't stand in your way.
I'll be a man of means, Paul. I've done some calculations.
I'll take you to the boats. But be warned.
Sabah, Canada, how are you now? Gothenburg in Iceland and Newfoundland, Goo Goo Gajoob. On today's show, old salts and new. A bird from Malta joins the chase. Excitation in numbing plenitude and the ancient boneheads of the funks. All this for you with me on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Oh, dear God, my friends, what a week. Last Saturday, BCN's Rear Admiral, Director of Radio Ishlundrigan, charged me with the investigation of the condition of our erstwhile weather watchdog, Erling Biggs. Erling was then 7 months into a year-long rotation, manning our mighty repeater station on the lonely Funk Islands. There were disturbing reports concerning his emotional well-being. It's not a sign of weakness in our Biggs. The 12-month turn on the funks has not once been completed. That's not entirely true. Morris Jesso, in fact, did 24 months, but that's something else. Treeless, barren, 49 degrees, 45 minutes north, 53 degrees, 11 minutes east... The Funk Islands are comprised of several reefs out in the roaring North Atlantic. Brennan Rocks, Little Funk, Grand Funk, Blue Funk, and the only shoal that regularly stays above water, the islet that supports the huge metal tracery of the BCN Eiffel Reed Tower, Funk Island itself. The outpost to end all outposts. Perhaps you're familiar with the name, but can't quite place it. Funk Island... sanctuary to countless turs and puffins, is the final and only home of Newfoundland's giant, flightless bird, the now extinct Great Auk. I set out on Monday morning from the capital. This, then, is my audio diary of a fateful trip to the funks.
Day one, 1:47 p.m., just out of Goobies. Aboard a Chili Shays road cruiser, three-syllable word for bus, we've just left our lunch stop at Goobies. The passengers hope that the warmth of the food may help keep us from freezing in the back of this contraption, though I fear that my seat next to the quaintly named bathroom will see more action than the heaters will. The crossroads here at Goobies serves as a marker for travelers in Newfoundland, signaling the departure from civilization and the entry into the poorly charted and unsuccessfully governed areas of the so-called province. Onion rings coming back at me, sorry. But I precede myself. Just getting to the funks is a journey in itself. From Goobies, this road cruiser will take me only as far as Gambo. Then it's a wait of anywhere from 1 to 12 to 48 hours for the pile-driving coach trip to the wild frontier town of Valleyfield, gateway to the funks. If I survive this draft.
Warmth.
You want a chaw?
Chewing tobacco. thank you. Fortunately, while waiting here in Gambo, I've lucked into a heap and helping of the legendary hospitality of George Cartwright. Mr. Cartwright is owner-operator of the Rosa Pond Salmon Farm. This sprawling ranch house he calls home is a welcome way station for weary travelers, famous for the wonders that emerge from its kitchen.
The boy should be along presently, rounding up a few smokes that got out of the pan.
Well, it's awfully kind of you to welcome a stranger to your table like this, Mr. Cartwright.
You call me George. Now, have a seat.
Oh, well, thank you kindly.
Reckon you're a radio man.
Yep.
Heading up Badger's Keyway here.
That's right. I'm trying to make it to the Funks.
Funks? This time of year?
You heard me right. I got to find a man up there.
You're not a yeller journalist, are you?
No, not me. I like to,
Why don't you just spit on the floor there?
Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry about that. No, not me, sir. I like to keep it clean.
I'm a man who believes in minding his own business. But you could be heading for some trouble.
Well, I ain't looking for none.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're good folks in Valley Field, but that's Pentecost territory. They don't take kindly to strangers with microphones. Leastways, that's what I hear.
I don't scare easy, George.
Well, you got a hankering to head on up there. I won't stand in your way. Sheriff's an ornery cuss, though, Herb Wyatt. You want to watch your back, you hear me?
Yes, sir, I do. I don't mean to be rude, George, but when are we strapping on the feed bag? I'm gutfounded.
Well, here's my boys now.
Howdy, Paul.
This here is Mr. Paul Mock, media man out of William Carson City.
Boys?
Now, this is my oldest, Moose, runs the farm.
Howdy.
Howdy, Moose.
And my middle boy, Joey, the little fellow from Gambo, they call him.
Well, I was a journalist myself. Yes, I worked for three papers. Not one paper, not two papers, but three.
Joey, that's fine. And this is my youngest son, Adam, runs the amateur theater company in these parts.
Howdy.
Well, howdy yourself, partner. How do you find your little outfit?
Well, it's wonderful, really.
I find it stifling. I'm desperate to get out of here. I want to go to William Carson City. I want to live.
Chow time.
What tasty treats do we have tonight, Thing Tao?
Oh, cat's feet, pig's feet, dumplings boiled up in a sheet, Charles and cover lunches.
Oh, spare us the ridiculous accent, Thing Tao. He's from Wesleyville.
Why don't you just dig in there, Mr. Moth?
Oh, my.
Well, afraid that's your coach now. You better grab your kit and head out. Never know when another one might be along.
Oh, damn.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Day two. 4:12 p.m. No boatman in Valley Field willing to risk the journey. So after a miserable night on the old attendant's cot of an abandoned gas station, I've come on foot to Badger's Key. My last hope, this squalid alehouse of ancient mariners, the Bar and Streel. I need a man who'll take me to the Funks!
I'll take you to the Funks. But be warned.
Yes?
It's not cheap.
No?
16 guineas, sir.
Return.
You think you'll be coming back, do you?
I do. The name's Moth, by the way. Paul Moth.
Oh, the radio man. One Gerald King. Well, call me Jerry with a J.
Oh, that's for you, with me.
And the bird goes by the name of Lucy. She loves your show, by the way.
Oh, my. I put in the long way.
Yeah. Parrot you got there, Jerry.
It's a Maltese parrot.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, when can we leave?
Well, the bird will know. She got a feel for the riptide.
The bird? So what do you say, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Ah, there it is, then. Tomorrow.
Oh, just a second. Are you sure that she wasn't just parroting?
No, of course not. Tomorrow, Lucy.
Tomorrow, Lucy.
There you see. We'll have to put in some supplies, and that'll be extra on top of the 16 guineas.
Extra.
Okay.
All right, come with me. The brother-in-law is a chandler around here. We'll need 38 metric fathoms of hemp rope, extra rough tops, half a apple of hardtack, a puncheon of salt meat, a firkin of limes, and a rundle of pork.
Now, Jerry, how long is this trip?
It depends on the tides. But no more than a couple of days.
Isn't that a lot of port, then?
A rundle. Sure, there's only 1 3/16 of a pipe.
A pipe? How
a pipe is two hogsheads, sir. Two hogsheads to the pipe, sir, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
You figure two men, 2 days, 3 gills after lunch, right? The both of us has a terse after dinner, and the bird likes a drop.
Which reminds me, we'll need some cheese, too.
Cheese?
Yeah, Stilton, yes, and the 40 picks of bridge mixture. And a couple of bags of them roasted almonds, too. Yeah, the smoky flavor.
Is that all?
No, we want to put on a few dirty magazines, too, for the bird. We'll sail at the crack of dawn.
It is early, Jerry.
Well, all right. Then how about 11:30 after a spot of brunch?
Oh, that sounds good. That's better. I like that.
Where's Jerry? Where's your damn owner?
In the wall! In the wall!
Oh, my God.
In the wall!
Jerry, are you in there?
No! Whoa, get that bird away from me!
The bird's with me!
Oh, God! Don't hurt the bird! Get it first!
Is the bird all right? Is he all right? Come on. Anywhere, Lucy, my pet.
It's pretty rough up there, sir. Should you get the wheel?
Forget what. I'm too sick.
What about the horse?
We're lost. Oh, yes, sir. Is Davy Jones the locker for us, laddie?
What? This trip was given 3 stars at the tourism guide.
It's real.
Oh, yes, okay, Lucy, go on. I'll take that GD wheel. Get out of the way.
Starboard,
yes, okay.
Port.
Make up your mind.
Front of the port.
Hey, where's the island, you stupid bird?
Land ho!
A vest!
Where
she blows us up. What do you know?
Lucy wants a treat. Lucy wants a treat.
Lucy, have I got a treat for you?
Don't throw me!
We'll be going back to the tail of the tape, as it were, my audio diary of my junket to the Funks in search of Erling Biggs. But first, here's Anita Best with Liverpool Pilot.
Oh, Liverpool, England is a place I love, dear. I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I spent all me money, what could I do more? I was forced to take ship and go sail from the shore, and it's row, 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 please row, for the Liverpool pilot, she have us in tow. One day as our ship, she lay calm on her line, our captain was cursing 'cause he had no wine. Set tight sheets and halyards, leave none of them slack, for they're flying aloft from her main topsail deck, and it's row, 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 please row, for the Liverpool pilot, she have us in tow. Our mate and our bosun all day going through, just hunting up work for us sailors to do. On reeve your jib halyards, he loudly did roar, and it's run aloft, sailor, you son of a whore, and it's row, 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 please row, for the Liverpool pilot, she have us in tow. Round in Cape Haney I'll never forget, and when I look back I can think on it yet. With the boats driving under and her sailors all wet, and she ranged 12 an hour with her stern lines up tight, and it's row, 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 please row, for the Liverpool pilot, she have us in tow. Oh, now we are out and for home we do steer, to our wives and our families and the ones we hold dear. Drink a health to our captain and pilot as well, but our old mate and bosun, we'll wish them in hell. And it's row, 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 bullies, row, for the Liverpool pilot, she have us in tow.
The human mind harbors a miraculous capacity to block out or erase the memory of pain. So it is that I had forgotten this island, this miserable dock, until this moment. It is now very familiar.
Oh! Oh! Erling! Hey, come here and give me a hand with the rope!
Oh, did you bring the bird?
The bird?
The bird!
And she'll be along shortly. There's been a little hitch.
Oh, Paul, we need the bird!
Erling! Erling, come back! Erling!
God, I need that bloody bird.
I need you! Come back here!
Oh, just leave the microphone down here. Throw the rope in.
One!
Wednesday, 3:54 p.m. on the island after a brief mishap with boat. No thanks to Biggs. Funk Island reprise. Reports of Erling's mental collapse do not seem to have been exaggerated. He's disappeared into the avian colonies. I'm making my way up the ancient path to the repeater keeper's quarters. I am in the shadow of the mighty tower and... there it is. That old familiar feeling. 40,000 watts of direct current beneath your feet. A consequent excitation of the nerve bundles in the extremities. The tissue gates flung wide open. The rush of blood to the... Such a torment when one is alone. Here they are. My old friends. The mysterious stone figures of the Funks. Mistakenly named boneheads for their bleached white appearance, they are in fact composed entirely of white onyx. What earlier race struggled to erect them and why remains an anthropological conundrum. Their anguished expression and poor teeth suggest a Celtic tribe. Oh, crimey, the tissue excitation is much more profound than I recall. No point in even attempting to answer the call. The power's always on. The light never goes out. It's like being 16 years old again. Oh. Jeez. Still, Oh, man. That worked for all of about 10 seconds. No wonder poor old Erling's going mental. Oh, wow. The old shack. As I recall it being smaller. Then again, it was built for two men. The two-man crew concept was first thought to be more humane than a solo posting, but finding a team of compatible Joes from the station proved, after two grisly homicides, it was a one-man. Well, I suppose I should knock. Erling? 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 Erling! Considering this bloody legacy of Newfoundland broadcasting, I've elected to keep my tape recorder running throughout my visit. A permanent witness in case the cabin fever has a... Everything looks in ship shape. Law
has been fastidiously maintained. The backup fuel gauge riding nicely. Bergstrom readings are normal. Look at that. The tower guy wires are polished. Feed from the BCN?
I'm Kyle West. Tonight on Hangin', Mo blows the shepherd. Blues, that is.
It's not to drive anybody mental. Looks like Erling's been doing quite a lot of writing. In verse. Villanelles. Oh, yeah, definitely over the edge. Ode to Gander. Oh, dear, this is serious. Evidence here also of, it seems he's been polishing bullets, and I note the rifle is no longer up on the wall. Oh, got it. Looks bad. What's this? Confidential. And here it says again, confidential. A proposal to mine Ock Guano on Funk Island. Biggs Co-Excavation International Group of Companies Supreme.
Ooh. How do you like us?
Oh!
How do you like us?
I don't know. I just started it, but you've... Are you mad? Put that rifle down, Erling!
I'll be a man of means, Paul. I've done some calculations. I figure I'll be a gazillionaire. And I won't let you stop me.
Stop you from what?
From mining the Ock Guano. I've discovered that it's an extremely potent aphrodisiac. There's a fortune to be made.
No, Erling. It's not the Ock Guano. It's the electromagnetic field generated from the battery.
Battery?
Yeah, there's 40,000 watts of direct current buried in the ground here. It affects the erectile tissue.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, Erling. It's all right. You're just having a nervous breakdown. Happens all the time. Here, just give me the gun, and I'll make some Ovaltine. That's it. Come on over here, come on. Come on over by the fire. Good. Sit right there. It's nice and warm. Sit right there, and I'll get the kettle on.
Thought my son is fat on his back up in the bridge and after drinking half a run to La Porte, so it'll be tomorrow before he sobers up. Even then, I don't think he'll sail without the bird.
Well, it knew the tides, Paul.
Apparently.
Why would he kill the bird?
I don't know. In any event, it looks as though we're here for a while, Erling.
Might as well make the best of it.
Look. A Scrabble game.
Yeah, a Scrabble game. That's a lot of help when you're posted out here alone, isn't it?
Do you play?
Yes. In fact, I'm pretty good.
Of course, a man of letters, so to speak. Shall we?
By all means.
Cargo and rabbit. And I got the double letter there. 33 points.
Right, very good. Okay, it's a Yarmulke. It makes quiz and... Oh, geez, look at that. It makes Argyle, too. Getting that triple letter both ways on the Y. That's lucky. Triple word, of course, and a 27 here, and the 50 for the seven letters. 212 points. Not bad.
Okay. Kite. 8 points.
Okay. Just give me a second. Juniper and... well, this is a coincidence, Erling. I swear it. Ignominious.
Yeah. But what do you got going here, Paul? Jabiru. What's that?
Oh, right. Jabiru, actually. It's an extra 39 points. Thanks for that. It's a kind of stork. Jeez, that's a lot
challenge.
Of numbers. Don't, Erling.
Challenge.
Oh. Go ahead.
Okay, what was this?
J.B. I are you?
Well, stork, Central and South America. It's an Erling. There's no sense getting like that. We have to fill up the time somehow.
No more Scrabble. Scrabble is out.
Well, then, I don't know. Why, no? How about this? I spy with my little eyes something beginning with B.
Off! I have got to get off this island now!
Okay! I'll take the boat. I brought the damn thing in. I can take it out. All set, Erling!
Oh! Quick!
We have to get going. The automonitor is going to engage any second. The initial feedback, we could be killed.
Oh, cats off! With Gilligan.
What?
That's you. The skipper, too. That's me, of course. Just think, Erling. I'm not even licensed to drive a car.
You do know what you're doing, don't you?
Oh, yes. You just point her and throttle up.
Oh, Paul. Oh, my God. Look at the sky. It looks bad.
Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky at lunch.
Please, just get me back home.
Trust me, Erling. The seas were pretty bad when I came over here, but
how bad can they get?
Day 4, 8:47 a.m.
Please come off of me, I'll be sorry.
Give me that microphone, Binks!
Binks, come on!
It's the bird!
He's on the deck. I'll get him.
Don't!
Yes, it's my only hope, Paul.
Erling! No!
There are many ominous local tales dealing with the delicate balance between life and death. Several in particular concern the Funks. Let me quote the final few quatrains from one of the most famous, the doomed Prosper Violet. The seas roll dark as Stygian pitch, the winds uncommon high. Prayers raised in hope of sighting land, this crew knows they will die. All about lie fear and dread. Blood runs thin with fright. The stench of panic fills the air. On roars the final night. I speak, the haunted soul survivor, and listener, mark my word. The Funks claim many blameless prey, who rest there now, submerged. A journey is over. You have been listening to The Great Eastern live from the Old Town. Our wizard of the wireless is Hollis Duffett, and the director of radio is Ishlundrigan. Don't forget our annual Listener's Letters program coming up in early November. If you have a question about the Great Eastern or the BCN, send it to us at 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or use our electronic address, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moth. Won't you please join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm your award-winning weather watchdog, Erling Biggs, with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections. Whether it's butterscotch, bullseye, or molasses, enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, an announcement. Hogan House Residence at UNSJ is auctioning off belongings left behind by this year's midterm casualties. The spoils of academic sorrow hit the auction block at 6 o'clock tonight in the dining hall. All proceeds to the Hogan House Games Room Expansion Fund. And now, in traffic today, the St. John's Ambulance is conducting emergency evacuation...